What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have another short yet sweet article that was published on the 26th of June, 2016. Man offlines wife with a crossbow 9 days after marriage. We say that modern problems require modern solutions. However, this guy decided that his modern problem required a medieval solution. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man was arrested after he allegedly shot and offlined his wife with a crossbow 9 days after they got married. Paul Cousin, 40, was charged with termination and other related offenses in the deletion of his wife, 42-year-old Pamela Nightlinger, according to police. Gentlemen, put a pin in that. She's 42, he's 40. Yeah, we're going to put pins in certain facts and compile our theory when we're done. Police said during a domestic incident at their home in the 3100 block of Willits Road Sunday, Cousin allegedly shot Nightlinger through the chest with a crossbow. The bolt from the crossbow penetrated Nightlinger's body, then went through the couch and into the wall, said Philadelphia Police Captain Anthony Ginaldi. Question: what pound crossbow do you think he used in order to get that effect? It had to have been a pretty good one, a pretty heavy one for that bolt to do all of that. Yeah. Neighbors called 911 after Nightlinger stumbled to their home and collapsed in their doorway, bleeding profusely. Officers arrived to find Nightlinger in a pool of blood. She was later rushed to area Torresdale Hospital, where she later succumbed to her injury. Cousin was later arrested in connection to the incident. Officials said there had been several domestic violation calls to their home prior to Nightlinger's deletion. Put a pin right there. Residents of the area who knew the couple said that Cousin had been having issues lately. Put another pin right there. Quote unquote, neighbors say things for him appeared to go downhill recently in the last month or so, Ginaldi said. Put another pin right there. The crossbow was recovered at the scene. Ginaldi said it appeared that children lived at the house based on the way some of the rooms were decorated. Put a big pin right there. Investigators believe the children were at a different location in another part of the state, at the time of the incident. Well, well, well. You see, gentlemen, there are so many key things that more than likely were overlooked. Why? Because this guy had to be made into a monster. Standard operating procedure for the lamestream media. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. The can't understand normal thinking, offlining crossbow. I'm gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 15 because she did manage to get to a neighbor's house and they had to witness her bleeding like a stuck pig. So 15 for the psychological impact. For the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 15 because the bolt made a clean exit. However, if it was barbed or some sort of specialty bolt that actually did way more damage, the score would have been higher. And for the uniqueness factor, you don't hear about a lot of people getting nailed with crossbows, especially in these modern times. So I got to give that a 20 as well. So Paul, crossbow Cousin, gets a score of 80. Gentlemen, with all of the pieces that we were able to get from this, what do you think drove this man to put on the mask? Well, let's start off with the fact that there had been several DV calls to their home. Now we know in a lot of domestic violation cases, it tends to be the woman who actually initiates it. Yeah, let's go to the next fact. She's 42, he's 40. Now, when we talk about female age gap relationships where they're older and the man is younger, those are definitely doomed to fail. Why? Because that woman being older is going to look at that man in a negative light. No matter how much she says she likes him or wants to be with him, she's automatically going to look at him in a negative light. Why? Because she's older. So she's going to think, you know what? I can boss this guy around, which more than likely led to the third pin, which was this guy finally started to snap. The neighbors said, yeah, he had been going through some things. He'd been having issues. I wonder where those issues stemmed from. More than likely, it was the mental and psychological abuse that he was going through at the hands of that woman, which leads to the final piece. More than likely, this woman had kids, which meant this guy more than likely could have been put into a stepdaddy role. Yeah, you combine all those facts and what do you get? A man that can easily be pushed over the edge. That's just my hypothesis. What do you guys think? Do you have a different scenario? If so, put it in the comment section below. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Like I said, if you have a different hypothesis or a theory, put it in the comment section. And for all you women out there who think that if you're going to be an older woman who dates a younger man and you're going to be able to impose your will onto him, oh, let me tell you, That's not going to work. Oh, no, 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 no. Why? Because more and more men will refuse to date older women, which is why you see a lot of older women nowadays losing their minds. Oh, yeah. This was back in 2016. Can you imagine the older women of today? Oh, it's wonderful to watch them suffer. Why? Because they're the ones that destroyed their own marriages and relationships, thinking that they can impose their will on the man in said relationship. Well, ladies, get this through your thick skulls, but I know you won't, but you should any damn way. The power you think you have in those age gap relationships where you're older and he's younger, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to accept all women no matter what, that's going out right along with it. Trust and believe, ladies. For you women out there who think that you're still going to be able to somehow impose your will on men, nah, that's not going to happen. Because trust and believe, more and more men who are still stuck in relationships are going to find a way out, even if that way is a lethal way. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.